This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Mamas and the Papas this morning. Monday morning, very appropriate, Ed. Good morning. Good Monday morning, and welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with Big Ed Davis, thank you very much for being with us. This is the first Monday in August. It is Monday, August the 2nd. In a few minutes, Neville Kramer is going to be with us. He is a security consultant, former immigration enforcement expert. Been on our show many times, good friend. We're going to talk about our porous southern border and the COVID virus. They are not mutually exclusive, so stay tuned for that. And Republicans are now sounding the alarm about additional evidence that the virus leaked from that Wuhan lab in China. We're going to get some thoughts about this. And about a lot of other things, including some of this legislation and infrastructure stuff coming up from the proprietor of the Barber Poll a little bit later in the show, Andrew Ceraci. And are Americans finally catching on to the duplicity of Joe Biden, the double talk of Joe Biden? A new poll apparently seems to think so. We're going to take an in-depth look. Finally, in our ultimate top 10, we have a dilly for you. Updated, the top 10 richest songwriters of all time. All time. So stay tuned for that. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. For you guys in Tampa Bay, it's a simple, easy place to get to, and it's probably got the best haircutters in the area. They've been doing it for so long. They are located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That is on Overcash Drive. Just north of State Road 580 Main Street. Call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. I hope you were listening to Good Morning Clearwater before our show. They are so good, aren't they, Paul and Tracy Allen? Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. here on the great Tantalk Radio Network. All right. Well, I don't notice it myself, but apparently things are getting worse in Florida. If you read the media stories, a day after it recorded the most new daily cases since the beginning of the pandemic, Florida broke a previous record yesterday for current people in the hospital for this. And that record was broke more than a year ago originally, before the vaccines were available. So is this the new strain that they are talking about? Is it more catchable? If you get the vaccination, do you still have a higher chance of getting this new strain than you did the other one? The Sunshine State had over 10,000 people hospitalized with the virus, according to the new data. The previous record, which was a year ago, more than a half year before vaccinations even became available, there was 10,000 hospitalizations. There's a couple more this year than there were then, according to the statistics. The Sunshine State now leading the country in per capita hospitalizations for the virus. Now, we have an older, generally older median age here, which means that the older people who tend to be more vulnerable to this thing, you know, would have, a higher chance of getting the virus. However, I have not noticed any new increase in the number of people that are dying from it. Now, what does that mean? Why are there so many hospitalizations but not as many people succumbing to the virus? Have you noticed that? That the numbers of the people succumbing are still pretty flat? Now, Ron DeSantis has resisted making masks mandatory. And he's even resisted vaccine requirements. He's very strong on individual freedom. I think a lot of people respect that. But the numbers are a little bit scary, aren't they, with this new, what do you call it, new form, you know. So this new form of the virus. So I don't know where we're going with it, but right now I'm hoping that the masks are not. I have not noticed when I go into the store. Maybe a few more people are throwing masks. Ed, have you noticed anything? Have more people been putting back their? Do you think more people are putting back on their masks right now?
I don't know. I see a few here and there. No more than when they drop the,
you haven't seen an increase.
And you still got the brainiacs that are driving around in the car with their mask on.
Right, but I mean, have you seen an increase, do you think, recently?
No, I don't think there's been an increase. And by the way, the new strain is called the Delta variant.
Yes, it sounds like a new commando group, the Delta variant. All right, guys, get ready. The Delta variants will be marching early in the morning, doesn't it? It could have been called something scarier, couldn't it?
Mm.
I don't know. I don't mind a non-scary name for it.
Depends on what Dr. Fauci comes up with. You know.
Yeah. Speaking about Fauci, we have a story about him in here somewhere. He respectfully disagrees that masks are a choice. He says
he's got stock in some mask company.
Probably. He's already got stock in the Wuhan lab, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Which is getting, by the way, more and more scrutiny, even though nobody can go to scrutinize it. It's getting more outside attention. Anyway, Fauci has rejected the idea that face masks are a personal choice. He says, I respectfully disagree with people that don't think that you have to put the masks back on right now. He said, there are things that are individual responsibilities that one has, and there are things that have to do with you individually, which also impact others, and the spread of infection that we're seeing now is impacting everyone in the country. He said, although you want to respect a person's individual rights, when you're dealing with a public health situation, and we are, in fact, in a very serious public health challenge, a person's individual decision to not wear a mask not only impacts them, but you. So, I don't know. You feel like you'd get the shot, and you're not going to get the virus. But apparently, I get the impression that even though you don't feel sick, you have the shot, you could be a carrier? I mean, I don't think anybody really knows. Remember how we used to be so worried about even... We did it here. We would scrub down the table here, you know, before each show.
Yeah.
And the microphone and everything. I don't think we're that concerned about that because we don't think that it maintains an existence outside of the human body or whatever.
And then you get people that are surprised. Some people are saying they've had the shot and they've still contracted the virus.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Well, the vaccination is not 100%, correct?
Correct.
It's like 80, 90%. So is anybody surprised? Is it going to be
one or
two people here and there that have some sort of immune system in their body where they're not accepting the vaccine, whatever? I don't know. You know, I'm not a doctor.
So, Ed, would you wander into a grocery store without your mask?
I always do. And I'm not putting one back on. I don't care.
Okay.
I've been vaccinated like I'm told to do. And that's it. I'm not going to put my mask on because other people won't get vaccinated. I'm not doing it.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, sir. Well, listen, We're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on the southern border with this virus with a guy that knows something about it. An old friend of ours, Neville Kramer, is going to join us after the break. So stay tuned, and we will be back.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Go yard is a metaphor used in baseball, meaning to hit a home run. Life struggles can make you feel like you just struck out. It's times like these that we need a little batting practice to pick ourselves back up and get back in the game. Whether you are dealing with marital issues, drug addiction, rebellious teens, anxiety, depression, or just generally having a bad day, call Mama Mac. If life has you down 0-2, before you strike out, learn to go yard. Go yard with Mama Mac on this radio station, Thursdays, 6 o'clock.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Monday, August the 2nd, and I just noticed this story online here. It comes from, you know, these drones are able to take these movies and photographs. Pretty impressive. Troubling drone footage has emerged that reportedly shows up to 1,000 migrants being held by Border Patrol in Mission, Texas. I believe that's right along the border, of course, prompting criticism from Republicans who said that the footage underscores the crisis at the... Well, everybody knows what's going on. I mean, people, it is so porous there, and I can't think of a better person to talk with than a guy that spent a lot of time, you know, looking at immigration enforcement. He is a consultant, a security consultant. He goes around the world and helps corporations with their personal securities, and he knows a lot about the border, Neville Kramer. Neville, it's not getting better. It's getting worse. You got Biden going on television and telling everybody they got to wear a mask and make sure you get the shots and all of that. Meantime, he just lets everybody come through the southern border. We don't know what kind of diseases. We all know this. It seems to be total hypocrisy. I wanted to get you on. Do you think there's any hope at all with what's going on here?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I'm actually getting rather frustrated but watching the whole situation come about. I mean, it's just total hypocrisy. And not only that, but you mentioned earlier that Florida's rate of infections are going up, and but what nobody seems to maybe connecting to it is the fact that he's bringing a great many of those illegal immigrants that have come across to Florida.
Yeah, it's intentional, isn't it? Do you think it's intentional that some of them are going to Florida and other red states, or is that just like, you know, they're just dispersing them wherever they can, or what?
Oh, no, absolutely. They're sending it to Florida because they want to embarrass DeSantis. He's probably going to be one of the leaders for presidential candidates in 2024. So they want to take him down as fast as they can.
Yeah, if that is the case, that they're actually playing games with the lives of human beings like that, I don't know what the word is to describe it, but it is absolutely pathetically horrible.
I think that's what they're doing, Paul.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other reason why they would. Now, there is something that they would bring into the state, because the Haitian population here in Florida is probably bigger than any place in the United States, so they probably feel as though the people would be at home here, or they would find places to live and relatives, et cetera. But that's not all that they're bringing here. And I think that the vast majority of them are going to red states.
So people are not stupid. They are seeing what's going on with all of this. There's so many different reasons behind why the Democrats are doing this, at least perceived reasons. And then you've got, we were talking about Mission, Texas, where this latest drone footage is coming from. And the governor of Texas is going to, and I don't know where they are along with it now, build his own border wall. I don't know. Is he going to run it along the, not the Rio Grande, but the entire, is he going to try and run it along the entire border of Texas where they got the openings? Can he do that? I wonder, it would be interesting. I suspect that the Biden administration's Department of Justice is going to try to stop them from actually securing the border, which is just, it's almost like an Alice in Wonderland story.
That's a pretty good description.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, I think it,
everything is in reverse of what it should be.
Yeah, well, let me just tell you something real quick here about what's going on the border with the manpower, okay? They've actually, I don't know if I've talked to you about this before, but they've actually sent people down there from NASA. Now, somebody in Washington, D.C. probably figured out that, that people from NASA know a lot about aliens, so we better send them down there.
That's a good one. Go ahead.
And they've sent Health and Human Services. The one thing that they have not suggested, oh, by the way, they've also sent Florida State Highway State Troopers there to assist.
Yes.
Department of Public Safety troopers, a whole bunch of policemen and sheriff's deputies. And but the one group that they haven't gone after is the retired Border Patrol agents and retired immigration agents. They haven't brought one of us back to work to go down there and assist the Border Patrol. And every single one of us has been trained in the Border
Patrol. Yeah, that's right.
The basic training. And not a single one of us has been brought back to assist the Border Patrol. And we're really the only ones who would have any kind of authority or know anything about immigration law to help the Border Patrol. So understand that if Biden really wanted to help the Border Patrol and fix what's going on down there, he would do that, but they haven't done that, and they probably won't.
Yeah, there's no question. Go ahead.
As far as the border or the fence is concerned or the wall is concerned, well, this is nonsense. He's not the governor of Texas. It's all, you know, like Perry did. You know, I'm going to go down there and build, you know, protect the border. That's not what this is about. This is political verbiage. The border is made up of several different kinds of property. You have federal property, you have state property, you have personal property, private property, I mean. And yes, you have to deal with the laws of taking people's land and so forth. No, he's not going to build his own wall down there, and he may end up fixing some of the, you know, the wall that wasn't completed under the Biden administration. But no, they're not going to build their own wall in Texas.
Well, you're right about the private property. I would think most of the people that are along that own property along that Mexican border probably wouldn't mind if the wall was built on their property, because they're the ones that are most affected by these people that come pouring across, aren't they? So I don't know. It's such an interesting, I know there'll be challenges. There have been some challenges to what he's trying to do down there, but it's like they're not doing it. And why wouldn't a state have a right to protect itself if we were being invaded by a hostile army and our administration, our federal, wouldn't do anything, then the state, has a right to protect itself. I think in some ways, the governor would win in a court case. I don't know. What do you think?
I really don't know. But what I'm more curious about, Paul, what bothers me more than anything is I keep talking about the border, okay, as if that's the whole issue. We've got to be curious about where these people are going and who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them come in and they're being fingerprinted, but they're not being documented. They're not giving any court dates, and they're sent all throughout the United States. If this thing continues and we end up getting 1 million or 2 million people, this is going to, change the demographics of the United States.
It already has been, hasn't it? It's already been doing that over the years.
Well, but this is like a shot in the arm.
Yes.
This is
This is a booster shot.
Certain places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how does a woman like Ilhan Omar get elected in Minneapolis, Minnesota? I mean, obviously the demographics of Minnesota has changed significantly to put her into Congress. So all I'm saying is this could do the same thing in many different areas of the country, and that's what the Democrats want. That's the bottom line behind this whole thing.
We're talking with Neville Kramer. He is an immigration enforcement consultant, has a lot of experience on the southern border, and has written a book some years back called Immigration Chaos. God, is that relevant now, Neville, that book?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it really, I mean, we've when you first were coming on this show and that book was new, I was thinking, you know, how bad things were. And now, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't imagine it would be as bad as it is today, you know? It's just gotten so unbelievable. We've got, how many million would you guess illegal immigrants are floating around in our country right now?
I would guess, and it is a guess, no one really knows. I'd say we're upwards of 25 million.
25 million people. Is that not more than most states? It's more than most states have in a population. You got to look at it that way. Although many of them, and most of them, are good people. It's not them, but it's the system that allows them to come in. When we have a system that, if we did it right, would allow people to legally come in, people that were vetted, and also, you can't come in with a disease. You just can't do that. We were always worried about that kind of, you know, with a catchable disease, and now these people are pouring in, and we don't know where they're going, and it looks like they've been hushing up. The Biden administration has been hushing up the way they've been allowing people that they have processed to go, even though they still might have a virus.
Well, real quick, there's an interesting thing you should know about is regarding most of them are asylum applicants because that's what the lawyers tell them to claim. And the Biden administration is now changing it. You're no longer going to have to go in front of a judge. You're going to go in front of an immigration officer who's going to make the decision about whether your asylum is. And I was the guy in charge of training asylum officers, and I can tell you their training is not the same as immigration officers. Their training is pretty much pro-granting. They're in favor of granting asylum unless you have some reason. The law is that the alien has a well-founded fear of persecution, but where's the burden of proof? Is it on the alien? Well, yes, it is. But if you're an asylum officer, your training basically says, well, you know, sort of, you know, we're a country of immigrants. Let's take in as many as we can. And this process that Biden is talking about changing is quite significant. They're going to approve the vast majority of those people.
Does he have the authority?
In South America.
Does he have the authority to change it from a judge to an asylum officer, Biden?
I think he does.
Really?
I don't really know I don't know what's going on at the Department of Justice because things have changed so much there with the asylum.
I don't think he does. I don't think he can do that. I think a judge is the one that makes a determination. It'll be interesting to see how long if that goes through. It's very interesting. But there's no doubt about it. The Biden administration, for whatever reason, is encouraging it. I mean, it's a wink and a nod. We all know that. And then they send Kamala Harris down to go after the root causes. What a waste of money. Even Mexico and the other countries where she's wandering around are looking at her with a jaundiced eye.
You know, we had a commission on immigration reform that came out with a study. They studied it ad nauseum. And they basically said, quit looking at the border. Let's look at the interior of the United States, and that's where the answer is. It's just like drugs. It's just like drugs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a need for these people to come into the country. Let's bring them in. If there isn't, let's not bring them in. With drugs, it's they can't stop it because there's so many people that want to use it. That's another issue. But
yes,
when it comes to immigrants, let's worry about what's coming in the interior of the United States, and we can fix the border. But worried about what's inside the
Neville, I know you've talked about different things that are effective. I know you're not, and I think legitimately so, you know, it's utopian or pie in the sky to think, well, we'll just have a nice gleaming, you know, border wall all the way across the country. That's just never going to happen. So How would you, if you were running things right now, how would you handle this whole thing? How would you do it?
First and foremost, I would go in and I would fix the E-Verify system. I would make it mandatory. I would eliminate all those 25 documents that you can use to get a job in this country and just get it down to two or three that the employers look at. They verify it just like they do a credit card at every single store you go into. And you get that in place. You make certain that the employers complete the I-9. They look at the document. They verify it. And then with the border, there's about three or four different things you can do. First of all, technology. Yes, you need fences and walls in certain areas of high traffic, but you basically control the border, get control of the border using Border Patrol agents, drones, sensors, ground radar systems, fences, walls, and a host of other things. But most importantly, and the military could do this for us, you have a need for massive amounts of detention capability, temporary places to hold people for 60 or 90 days while you process them, you detain them, you interview them, you decide whether they should come into the country with asylum applicants, and then you remove them from the country, you deport them.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what we did and we did that, we could do that in 6 months, and we would bring the entire situation under control.
Well, it sounds pretty comprehensive, and you certainly, of anybody I've ever spoken with, seem to have the most, I don't know, commonsensical approach to this whole thing. I wish we could send you to Washington and
yeah.
You could get in there, sit down with Mr. Biden. If he wouldn't fall asleep, maybe you could, you know, get some info into his head.
One last thing, though, Paul.
Yeah.
I just told you what all the solutions are. Just know one thing. It will never happen.
I know it won't. But you know what? It is kind of Alice in Wonderland-ish to think it could. But, you know, there are hope springs eternal. And I don't know. I think it's going to take another administration. People are not that dumb. No matter how they try to pull the wool over our eyes, we see what's going on. I think there's going to be a huge rejection of this philosophy next November. We'll see.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. It is always a pleasure, Neville. Always, always a pleasure. I think I've had you on more than any other person. Why you want to keep coming back to our show, I will never know.
Oh,
but we always appreciate you.
You're fantastic, Paul. Good morning, Ed, by the way. Listen, both of you, stay safe, and we'll look forward to the next time.
We will indeed, Neville. Thanks so much.
Okay, Paul.
All righty. There he goes. Neville Kramer. All right, let us take our break when we come back. Republicans are sounding the alarm about additional evidence that virus leaked from the China Wuhan laboratory. Going to get some ideas and thoughts about it from the proprietor of the barber pole himself, Andrew Ceresi.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen.
And I'm Tracy Allen.
Please join us every weekday morning from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
You can also watch us on Facebook Live on our Good Morning Clearwater Facebook page and on YouTube. Just search Tantalk Radio Network.
Every morning we'll be talking about current events, sports.
Yay, sports!
News, entertainment, weather, and traffic. Have an opinion? You can call us.
That's right. Join us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. Thank you so very much for listening to us. We are here, by the way, every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Great Tantalk Radio Network. We are also on podcast. Big Ed has all our shows for you on podcast, if you so desire. Go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com, and look at the top. You'll see the podcast button. By the way, brand new website. And click on the podcast button. There you go. You'll see all the latest shows. You'll know who the guest is and our top 10. And you can click and listen and listen and listen over and over and over again. All right. So I have just noticed that we are running out of ammunition in this country for the guns that people are buying. Big city crime hikes coupled with record sales of guns has fueled a shortage of ammo in the United States. It's impacting law enforcement agencies obviously people seeking personal protection, even recreational shooters, and could deny new gun owners the practice they need to handle their weapons safely. So we've got both of the Ceresi brothers. Andrew, I know you pack heat. Angelo, up there in Rochester, do you mind me asking if you protect yourself with a gun?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm also a certified NRA instructor, too.
Are you really?
Yes.
Does that mean you can aim straight? I mean, exactly what does that mean when you say you're certified NRA?
Well, I don't know right now, but I'll use a shotgun. I can shoot pretty good.
Do you have enough ammunition to go along?
Yes, I do.
All right. And Andrew
worked American Sportsman, and I used to, do background checks on people when they purchased the firearms through NICS.
Oh, you did?
Yes, and then I also instructed them how to take the firearm apart, put it back together, and everything like that.
Wow, you are an expert. You are an expert. So do you have more than one gun in the house? Or?
Oh, yes, I do.
You got several.
Uh-huh. And I belong to what's called Rockport Conservation Club, and I sometimes shoot trap and everything like that.
Okay. Wow. I'm impressed with that, Angelo. Andrew, I know you you go along the same lines. I don't know if you ever were an instructor, et cetera, like your brother was, but this ammo thing is what... It's kind of surprising. Is it what is everybody just going into the stores and buying as many bullets as they can? What's going on with that?
Paul, I'll be honest with you. My buddy owns a gun shop right over here on 19, and he's telling me that ammo's plentiful.
It is plentiful, huh?
It's plentiful. We had a little shortage there for a while, but you can get all you want. I mean, you can get it at the gun shows, you know.
Is that right?
It's there, yeah. So I don't know where you're getting your information from. This is right the horse's mouth.
It might be. It's the Associated Press story. Let's see here. Now I lost it. Where did I put this stupid story? Oh, I put it down.
I saw it, too.
I put it down here. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Angela. What are you going to say?
I saw what you were talking about, too, from the Associated Press, and also the store where I worked at part-time. They have a hard time getting ammo.
They do, huh?
Yes. It's very...
So it's actually, maybe it's kind of a pick and hunt and peck kind of thing. You know, certain places still have enough, blah, blah, blah.
Well, 9mm is the most popular round, so that's the shortage, too.
What is it?
9mm.
Oh, 9mm, okay. Well, here's an interesting... comment. A spokesman for the Las Vegas police said their department has been affected by gun ammo shortages. It says that we've made efforts to conserve ammo wherever possible. The National Shooting Sports Foundation estimates that 20 million guns were sold last year, with 8 million of those sales made by first-time buyers. I mean, I can kind of see more people are buying guns, more ammo needs to be processed as well. But, they've got so many laws and regulations, even, I guess, with the sale of ammo, right? I mean, you go into a store and you say, I'm a licensed gun owner. I guess you got to show all kinds of...
You have to show your pistol permit.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If you're here in New York State.
All right.
I mean, we would ask the person, the customer, can I see your permit? Say they want to buy 40 caliber or 9mm, it would have to be on their pistol permit.
Okay, got it.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
What do you think,
Andrew? Paul, first of all, New York, you're lucky to get a gun. let alone ammunition.
I would think. You're right.
I mean, let's be real. The biggest gun that people are buying in New York are squirt guns. They got nothing up there. Okay? Let's be real. But anyway, I don't know what's going on up there, but then again, I kind of got a clue. But you know what?
What?
Biden's the best gun salesman. He outbeat Obama. And
they are.
That's just the way it is. But you know what? People are buying guns because they're afraid of what's going on in this country.
Yes. Yes.
Period.
Well, there's a crime surge. There's a crime surge. Go ahead.
You know that the Declaration of Independence says that we can legally overthrow the government if it's a tyrannical government.
Well, that's what they did. Right?
<You're> right.
We got rid
You're
of the
people. Exactly right.
We got rid of them because of the way they were treating us, and we decided to form our own country.
That's it. And, the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, was written so the government will not be more powerful than the people.
Right.
And that's what they're promoting today. And you know what, Paul? I can see it happening. You got the elitists, the power-hungry people in this country. They're putting their second round of fear in people, Paul. And you know what? They're finding out that the Americans will comply. The Americans will comply with them. That's how the Americans are today. And you know what? Because the Americans are complying, you're going to see all kinds of emergency declarations coming down.
The more that they comply, the more declarations and the more...
No, you watch and see.
Yeah. Okay.
The American people need to say, we are not complying. We need to use the Democrats' favorite word, resist.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about that. I have senses of frustration from so many people, yourself obviously, and myself, and everybody that. But they don't want to cross that line, Andrew. They don't want to go. You know what? I'm going to pick up my ammunition and et cetera, and I'm going to go to march down to the Capitol. I mean, maybe it'll happen, but I don't know. I just don't know.
We're on the verge there, Paul.
You think we are?
It's like I keep telling everybody, you're having all the fear of this COVID around. Oh, my God, the Delta variant is so deadly. You're going to die. The people are panicking again, Paul.
Yeah.
You know what? If it's so bad, why are you letting 1 million infected people come into this country? Are you purposely trying to kill them?
Yeah, that's exactly what we were saying
before.
Arrest
Joe Biden for murder. Isn't that what they said about Trump?
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable that people, I mean, it's the two-faced hypocrisy of this thing. Now, I want to quickly mention this Wuhan lab report. The Republicans are apparently the, let's go, months ahead of the outbreak, the Wuhan lab had requested bids for major renovations to air safety and waste treatment systems there. The Republicans have glommed on to some background on the Wuhan lab and why they started acting differently all of a sudden, sometime before the actual October 2019, when we knew that the virus had, or at least we thought that was when the virus had broken out. But there is more and more documentation coming out that really does kind of reinforce the idea that it came from a lab and not from a wet market. I think everybody is finally starting to believe it. Now the question is whether or not there was gain of function. There was a creation by the people in the lab to be able to control this virus and use it for whatever purposes, you know? What do you think?
Why are they sitting there creating viruses? We don't have enough in the world.
I know. It's very scary.
We don't have enough. They want to create and listen. We know where it came from. This has been going on for almost 2 years. Enough of this crap.
Right.
Even if it came from Hunan, China, what are they going to do? Nothing. So who cares?
Well, I mean, we care because we don't want something like this to happen again, correct?
Paul, it's going to happen again. As long as you got everything going on in this world the way it's going, you got nuclear weapons, biological weapons. Everybody's power hungry in this world. You know what? Take away the food and the water, and let's see who's power hungry.
Yeah.
We're all dead.
Well, that's a not very optimistic note. Angelo, what are we going to do? Do you think Biden should take some? I know he won't, but do you think Biden should take some action against China? What do you think?
Well, what's he going to do? He's in cahoots with them anyway.
Yeah, I know. But
his concern is if he takes any action, it's going to be lip service.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right. I think you're right.
He's gone on his presidential campaign when he's presidential campaign in his basement.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, oh, China's not our enemy, blah, blah, blah. You know, man, they were with us, blah, 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 all this and that. He's not going to do anything.
Yeah. What about?
And I don't think the rest of the world.
Well, that's what I was going to say. World outrage. Andrew, world outrage. Don't you think if enough countries came together and demanded that China open up that lab, I mean, the threat of the other country, do you think that it might have any effect at all?
No. Mm-hmm. China don't care. Mm-hmm. There's 8 billion of them, something like that, 7 billion. They don't care.
Yeah.
Well, they don't care. They got this thing. You know, you want to hurt China, let's cut off all their imports. Just all you can do. But yeah. If we cut off their imports, we're going to starve because we're dependent on them, just like we depend on Russia now and Iraq for oil.
Yeah.
Or Iran. Okay? They're making us dependent. We're dependent on everything, Paul. We're not independent anymore like we were.
Yeah.
We got to bow down to everybody, and Joe Biden's doing a great job bowing, believe me.
We have to go back to making chips in America. We have to go back into our own manufacturing made here in America.
We need to make shoes in this country. What are you talking about? They don't even make shoes.
No, I know.
I know we're importing so much from everybody else right now. There's no question about our dependency.
Tell me what America makes today.
Well, we still make a lot of movies, don't we? I don't know.
Boy, isn't that wonderful? What do we make in this country producing revenue?
We produce food. We're the world's
food.
Yes. Yes.
How can we be producing food when the $40 billion they set aside for farmers of color and the white farmers aren't getting anything and they can't even produce food? We're importing more food, Paul. Look at the place.
We are importing some food. Yeah, but we also export food. You're asking something, some product. But you're right. I mean, we are becoming dependent for so much. We used to be, we had a non-dependency on oil. But here's Biden running around. I don't know what he's doing. You know, he's opening up pipelines for Germany to get from Russia while closing pipelines in our country. Can't anybody see that this guy either doesn't know what he's doing or is working against our interests?
Paul, half of the American public is stupefied today. They've mm-hmm. been brainwashed for 3 decades. The average American today, forget about it. They can't think on their own without being told what to do.
Probably right.
Look at the guy driving down the street with his mask on, his gloves, with his car by himself.
I know. It's,
come on.
We were just talking about that earlier. Ed was talking about people doing that. Listen, Angela, I got a separate question for you because you're the guy that's supposed to be watching Cuomo up there and what he's going to do. You're the guy that's supposed to sneak in there to Albany and get the lowdown. Now, what's going on with Cuomo? Is he going to run again, or is he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's going to run again. He's building his war chest. Last I read that he had over $18 billion in his campaign funds, you know. And now the DOJ is not going to prosecute anything with nursing.
So is this all going to evaporate, all this trouble that he had?
Well, sure it is. What about Durham? With all that stuff, that evaporated too, didn't it?
I don't even know Durham's still alive. I'm wondering if he passed away about 3 years ago during the, you know, I'm worried about that.
So when people start going to jail.
It's the same thing. Well, by the way, when is this audit in Maricopa County, Arizona ever going to finish?
I saw something on the news last night, on Facebook, they were saying that they're supposed to come out this month and everything like that.
Yeah.
Who knows? I haven't seen anything.
That's what they said about the Durham investigation 3 years ago. It was going to come out next month.
Yes. They said the same thing, and nothing is happening.
Andrew, is there any new word on the Maricopa County investigation?
Well, like I say, all I heard is they've got 3 subpoenas out for their servers or whatever they call them, their routers.
Routers.
They turn them over. So.
Oh, okay.
Until those routers are turned over, Paul, hey. It's just the status quo for America, buddy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm so happy for the women's soccer team. I haven't watched one bit of the Olympics, but I could care less.
They lost.
Okay, I think that's beautiful. You're making me happy by losing.
Well, what about Megan Rapinoe? Megan Rapinoe, she's going to change the color of her hair. She's so upset.
I wonder if Subway's going to fire her. They don't like losers, do they?
Do you ever go in, Angelo, and order a Rapinoe to go?
She should be fired from that Subway.
I take it you want to order her Rapinoe to go. Okay.
She's gone.
All right.
You want to hear a good thing, Paul?
What?
Here in New York State, upstate New York, you're familiar with the Buffalo Bills football team, right?
Of course.
Well, now they want us taxpayers to build a football stadium, $1.1 billion stadium in Buffalo, right?
Oh, boy.
And they want the taxpayers to pay for it. Here it is, the Pegulas, who are the owners of the Buffalo Bills, right?
Yeah.
They're billionaires. And the football players, the NFL players, they're millionaires. You want a stadium and play? Build it yourself.
Well, we got the same thing going on in Tampa Bay. I wish we could talk further, but I'm actually running into my top 10 time. I'm going to have to say that that's a very interesting topic that we should save for another day. And that's the funding.
The ones that are knee-taking a knee on the American flag, you know, our national anthem.
I know.
You want to play the...
And then they want you to fund their stadiums. Exactly.
They want you to fund their stadiums.
It's horrible. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Angelo, it's a pleasure. Andrew, we will talk tomorrow. Thanks so much, guys.
Have a good day.
All right. There they go. We're going to take a very short break. And when we come back, the top 10 richest songwriters.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back. I guess we'll save the story about the Biden dishonesty for another day because we're running a little short. Because I wanted to ask Ed. Ed, there's a lot of, I guess the latest is that, I guess we'll, they videotape because of the time difference in Tokyo. And everybody will see tonight that the women's soccer team lost. they were so hopeful of winning the gold medal.
Oh, darn.
I know. I do wonder how many people really care, or if indeed even Americans were rooting against them. The only one I know is the purple-haired Megan Rapinoe woman. She's on the team.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened with the details on it and everything, but they were fully expected to win the gold, I suspect.
Yep.
Okay. You still aren't watching, are you, Ed?
No.
Okay. I watched a little.
Simone Biles, who remember had to bow out.
Yeah.
She's going to come back and do the one more thing, one event she's going to do.
She will?
She's going to do one event. Now, if she had to bow out because the pressure was on her before.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what the pressure is going to be now when people are going to be watching?
Yeah, I know.
Actually?
Yeah. Maybe it was all a plan because NBC's ratings are so low that they foisted this plan that she would do this.
I think she backed out and she got a call from her sponsor saying, if you're going to back out, you're going to give us the money back.
Yeah. I'm back and forth on that. I've heard people say, you know what? You go over there. You've taken somebody's spot. Mm-hmm. Somebody else could have gone there. And then you're going to have this happen.
Yeah, and
then
other
people say, you know, she's a human being.
She's 24 years old.
I know. But so what? She's still young.
If it was a 17-year-old, I'd say, okay, yeah. And what is the crowd giving you pressure? There's nobody in the stands.
Could be a lack of crowd that gives her pressure. Maybe she...
It's called concentration.
Okay. All right, Ed. It's time for our top 10. We have one from MoneyInc.com. It's the updated top 10 richest songwriters of all time. So here we go. Number 10, Elton John. He's worth $500 million, Ed.
Of course, that's easy.
Yeah. He's written a lot of good songs, has he not? Okay. Number 9. Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. $510 million. God, I didn't realize she was doing that well.
And I didn't realize some of these people write their own songs, because a lot don't.
I know they don't.
Yeah.
They're absolutely right about that. Number 8. Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
$590 million. When was the last time she performed?
Oh, I don't know. She still performs, though.
She does.
She does, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not on a yearly basis, but once in a while.
You know, she took a lot of grief, but you got to give her credit. She was sort of a groundbreaker.
Well, she's a little out there, too.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, number 7. Bono, at $700 million. That was a shocker to me.
Wow.
He became famous, of course, with the U2 group. Mm-hmm. It's an Irish group, isn't it? I think it is, Irish. All right, number 6. Dr. Dre's net worth is $770 million?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep.
I don't know anything he's done.
Yeah, he's got quite a few hits, and he's been around for quite a while.
I guess so. Number 5. And this guy's been dead for quite a few years. John Lennon is number 5. His net worth is $800 million. I guess his estate is worth $800 million. Wow. Number 4. Sean Puffy Combs, the Puffy, the Puffball, his net worth, $825 million. Mm. Wow. You know what his real name is?
Yeah, something strange.
Okay. He called himself Diddy Puff at one time.
Yep.
He called himself P. Diddy.
P. Diddy.
He called himself Puff Diddy.
Depends the day of the week, you know.
Oh, boy. Number 3. Jay-Z. Yeah, $900 million.
Mm-hmm.
He's very close to becoming a billionaire. Many of his fans refer to him as Mr. Beyoncé.
Yeah, he was married to Beyoncé.
Ah, wonder how long that'll last.
Well, going all right.
How long have they been married?
They've got some cash between the two of them.
Yeah. Number 2. It's kind of a tie, but they've got Paul McCartney.
Okay.
As number 2, and he's worth a paltry $1.2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
He perhaps is the most prolific songwriter with all the things he's written. And many songs that he himself or the Beatles did not sing, he had written.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very good that way. All right, Ed, do you have any idea who's number 1?
I'm going to go with... He's passed away many years, but I'm going to go with Michael Jackson.
Well, that's a good guess, but he's not even in the top 10.
Wow. Okay.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh.
Remember Andrew Lloyd Webber with The Phantom, right?
Yes.
He's done all kinds of stuff. He's also worth, actually, it's tied with Paul McCartney, $1.2 billion.
Hmm.
Wow. He began his career as a tender young guy of 17, few songwriters who won all 4 awards for songwriting: Oscar, Grammy, Emmy, and a Tony. All right, thank you so much. We will be back tomorrow, Tuesday. Remember, freedom works.
Oh, well, come on, everybody, and let's get together.